listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Jim Donovan, along with in for Nathan Segura, along with Matt Wilhelm, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. Texgate has been decided. Ray Farmer takes a four-game suspension that will start at the beginning of the regular season. No contact with the team, no pay during that period of time. A $250,000 fine to the Browns. No loss of draft choices. Atlanta for pumping in fake crowd noise into games for about two seasons. They are hit Rich McKay with exclusion from the competition committee, possible reinstatement back on at the very earliest on June 30th, $350,000 fine, and the loss of a fifth-round draft choice next year. Not this year.
Right.
The Falcons are okay this year. Those are the rulings today, and that kind of clears it up. We're still waiting for Deflategate.
Yes, we are.
Okay, but with the Texgate and Crowdgate, is that a, can we go with that crowd?
Noisegate.
Noisegate.
There
very
go.
Good,
yeah.
Man. I'll tell you what. Have you thought of a career in marketing? Let's yes. Go to Dino the Trucker. He's on the line with us. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. Hi, Dino.
Hi, Mr. Donovan, Mr. Wilhelm. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I think we're breathing a little easier today.
Well, Jimmy, you're going to have a lot to talk about on your KYC segment tonight. I'll tell you that much. But anyway, I'm beside myself because this is just another incident about the Browns. Here we go with Farmer. Then we talk about the offensive coordinator leaving. Mm-hmm. Then we got an offensive coordinator that's not proven. We get a quarterback, but he's got a losing record. Other than that, I think he had one good year in Chicago.
He did.
A couple was hurt.
He did. Have a good year last year.
I mean, then we get Thaddeus Lewis, and then we got a quarterback that we got. That's in rehab. And it just doesn't seem like a football team to me. It seems like a soap opera episode, for crying out loud.
Well, as someone once said, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play?
Exactly.
You could put all of those things, and you could talk until you're blue in the face.
Yes, you could.
But it's happened.
Yes.
Okay? I think this could have been worse. I really do. I feared the fact. I did not like the verbiage that was coming out of the league meetings or just prior to that, when there were all kinds of severe sanctions coming the Browns' way being thrown around.
Second and fourth were rumored.
As a possible discipline.
Which would have been this year's draft, I believe.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was really, afraid and fearful that this was going to happen. Now, I think that the fact that they did not lose draft choices at least keeps the football operation thing going. And
100%.
The fact that the general manager is here through the draft
yes.
and through all of that and misses the first four games of the regular season, I mean, it's terrible for him, but I think the team is going to survive.
No doubt. And I think also, too, again, this being Ray Farmer's first full year on the job with his guys in place. And I want to say his kit, and I focus on his guys in place for a reason, because when he does have to leave this team, his plan will still be seen through the way that Ray Farmer would want it seen through. Now, there may be a decision or two early in the season that, and we'll get to, Scott Pedrick here in about 15 minutes or so, mm-hmm. as well as Tony Grossi later in the show as well, and ask them this same question, because the most transactions take place early in the season and not as many in that bottom, the bottom 10% of the roster later in the season. But we will see if he can set precedents and really set this roster and be, locked in on those 53 guys so that we don't have to make moves for 4 weeks.
Cam is in Canada, and he is on Cleveland Browns Daily. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. Where are you in Canada, Cam?
I'm in Saskatchewan.
He's our great.
He's the
Browns optimist.
Yeah. All right. Well, be optimistic. Well, what do you got for us?
I just love what the Browns are doing. I called it out many times last year when it was dysfunctional, but I think there's two things that are going to be revealed in this suspension. I think all things happen for a reason. I think A, we're going to find out how important or unimportant Ray Farmer is to the process, or B, we're going to find out the health of the organization. If the organization is healthy enough as a corporation and business to be able to sustain this. But either way, I think this is a wonderful litmus test. And don't think Jimmy Haslam's not sitting back and he's going to evaluate and scrutinize how his operation runs without Ray Farmer. I guarantee you he is.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, the absence of him, I mean, there's a vacancy there. Everyone else is going to have to pick up a little extra work, I would imagine. But again, I go back to, what goes on, and I might not know, and I'm throwing, this is a legitimate question that I'm asking, at that point in time, at the beginning of the season, how much, and I don't want to minimize the general manager thing.
Sure.
But I mean, how much is going on? And once that roster is set and transactions are finally made and everything's, ready to go for the first week of the regular season. You've gone through training camp. You've probably made some moves. You've probably picked up some people. You've made your cuts. You've kind of seen what other people have done. Now here we go.
Right, and that's the point that I wanted to make in that 1 week after that final cut to when the actual first game is about to happen, that's when all that shuffling happens because other rosters have to get down to that 53, and essentially everybody, every free agent that it's at play will become available by the end of that week because they're going to want those guys to be in practice, focusing on the game plan to prepare for week one. There's not many times in guys' career where they actually make a team, and then a couple weeks into the season, they get cut because it's on the player side, I say our business as a player, you have an opportunity to double dip twice in your career. So essentially, say I make the Cleveland Browns, and I'm on the opening day 53, and I'm getting paid by the Browns, and I'm released in week three, I can re-sign with a team in week four and be paid by both teams throughout the rest of the season. You get an opportunity to do that one time.
Wow.
Never had the luxury to do that, Jim.
Yeah,
I wish I did.
Wow.
That's the one thing I leave behind. Two championships, but that's the one thing that I wanted to do is be paid by two teams. But it doesn't happen very often. And that's why, I don't believe, and I think Tony Grossi will probably shed the most light on this, that Ray Farmer will be rigid and set his guys because his way and his plan has had an opportunity to have about 18 months, of planning to be ready for this week one, that by the time week one and through week four happens, there's not going to be a lot of there's a small amount of turnover on a roster because you actually want to see these guys go out and play.
Yeah, the only thing that would really force you to do that, injuries, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you have a catastrophic injury and you have to go out and you have to find a quarterback, you got to go out and find. I remember the Ross Verba got hurt the last game of the preseason 1 year, and he was the starting left tackle. It was when Kelly Holcomb was going to he had beaten out Tim Couch to be the starting quarterback, and Verba got hurt on the last play that they had him in there, and he tore his knee up, and the Browns had to go out immediately and find a left tackle.
Right, which is hard to do.
Yeah, 5 days before they're going to open up. All right, let's go to Glenn. He's over on the west side. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Glenn?
Pretty good. Somebody mentioned, I don't know who it was, that said that if they had a fourth-round draft pick taken away from them, that and the person turned out to be a star in the NFL, that would hang over them for years. But it's not quite exactly the same thing. But in the 2010 draft, we went up three or four places to get Phil Taylor, so we gave away a 70th pick, and that turned out to be Justin Houston,
who
had 22 and a half sacks last year. That was the 2010 draft.
See, Glenn, Jim, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's just the way a Cleveland Browns fan is wired. I wasn't just talking about that pick. I'm talking about maybe we'll just call it like the entire fourth, the remainder of the fourth round, that if anybody turned into anything in the fourth round that would have most likely been on the Browns' radar had we sat in that position in the fourth round, that will loom over our head forever.
But what that is a fantastic fact.
It is.
From Glenn over on the west side.
Yes, thank you, Glenn.
Wow, hey, Glenn, I feel so much worse. But anyway, I feel better that we're not losing a draft choice.
Correct.
I really do. When I was driving in here today and finally found out that this thing had been ruled upon, I was really concerned that they were going to lose draft choices or at least a draft choice. Now, here's what I have been saying, and I've been saying it over on the television side. What a stupid way to lose draft choices if you were going to lose them.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, you just can't do it.
No.
And especially this team, but that's not the case. Tommy is in Cleveland. Hi, Tommy. You're on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, what's going on? I am doing cartwheels over here.
I just saw you do one, and you really stuck the landing.
The most incompetent GM, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports, is suspended for 4 games. The NFL is saving the Browns from themselves. Now just suspend Jimmy, okay? Get rid of Johnny Boy. Get a real quarterback in here. And we're making progress. Go Browns!
Now, I thought we weren't having Tony on until 2.
You're right about okay. that.
Let's go.
We'll
to,
get a little bit of Tony in that. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, let's go to Sal, who's in Highland Heights. Hi, Sal. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. What's your read?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man. Good.
I'm gonna take this angle from it.
Good.
To me, this means nothing because you mean to tell me that Ray Farmer doesn't have a cell phone and a laptop, and if someone gets hurt in those four games, that somebody won't call him or he won't make the move? Of course he's going to make the move. Of course he's going to make the decision. There's nothing to suspending a GM for four weeks. Nothing. In this day and age, there's somebody who will call him. There's somebody that will handle it. He will ultimately make the decision in those 4 weeks. We cannot be naive about that. No way.
Well, you know, it's like the old, Sal, it's like the old thing in Major League Baseball. When the manager gets kicked out of a game and they send him down, you know,
yeah.
into the clubhouse, and he's actually in the tunnel
yes.
leading down to the clubhouse,
right.
and he's still basically, you know, calling the game. This whole scenario, though, think about this. This whole scenario of TextGate really is a sign of the times.
It is.
It's a social media infraction.
Yes.
Okay, by Ray Farmer and probably other people, you know, I'm just throwing a blanket over this, but probably, you know, some other stuff's been going on around the league. I would hate to think that it's just isolated to Ray Farmer, but I mean, really, isn't it a sign of the times?
It definitely is a sign of the times, and I would think, and this is something that the I'm sure the NFL has their thumbprint on, is that they will, and I don't know if this is to be true or not, but if I were the NFL and I suspended a general manager at a very, you know, important time of the football season, which is the first 4 weeks, they may, in fact, in some cases, be tracking his phone. Because if they had to investigate this far, they may do an investigation after the
wow.
fact, which would be silly for Ray Farmer to act on any part of any communication with someone inside this building, because it could be ramifications even further down the line.
All right. So we'll continue on CSI Cleveland.
Yes.
Cleveland Browns Daily. I'm sorry. That's the name of the show. Matt and I are back. We'll be talking to Scott Petrak around the horn here, and
yes,
we'll
we
get
will.
His thoughts on what's going on. Tony Grossi is coming up at 2 o'clock as we get the ruling on TextGate, and we continue to take your calls too at 216-578-0850 on this Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR.